Nonprofit organizations are trying to clean up what June floods ruined. Gail Trombley of Catholic Charities in Superior says cleanup was not an option for one of her 75 clients.
I had a disabled veteran with his leg had been amputated, was in a wheelchair, had rented an apartment, paid his rent, you know, stocked it with food. And when the flood hit, he lost everything, clothes, everything. His apartment was uninhabitable.
Duluth Red Cross executive Judy Hannah Gonzalez says they are providing what they can for those who need a place to stay, as well as ways to help those keep their homes clean.
Food, clothing. We also provided several thousand cleanup kits for people to help clean up their homes after that.
Superior's Faith United Methodist Church Reverend Barbara Serta Werner says they are having trouble making enough flood buckets, which include towels, clothesline, and cleaning supplies.
The demand for the flood buckets was really, really high, and people are still calling us for flood buckets, and we're out.
For those who need financial help, the Long-Term Flood Recovery Fund has been established by the United Way. MNI branch manager Eric Sillendahl says there is about $11,000 in the fund right now.
Once the initial phases of the cleanup are underway and or done, basically requests are going to be made to the United Way of Superior Douglas County.
People looking for financial relief due to flooding will need to apply at the United Way once the funds become available. Blake Mellon, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.